Good luck. We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Avi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir Chel Mechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We're in Sefer Tehillim, and today we start Perek Nun Zayin. And of course, we understand that David HaMelech was running away from Shaul HaMelech, and he finds himself in a cave in Ein Gedi. And of course, Shaul HaMelech went into this cave by himself. And there David was with all his men. Instead of David coming ahead and killing Shaul HaMelech at that time, he merely cuts off the corner of a garment which Shaul HaMelech had taken off. And in that way, David tried to impress Shaul HaMelech that he wasn't his enemy. And that drama was dangerous for both Shaul and David. And David writes the following capital. This is the first of three where the one we'll learn tomorrow and the one we'll learn the next day, they all begin with a plea, Al Tashchis, please don't destroy. And so David HaMelech begins here in Nun Zayin, L'Menatzeach Al Tashchis L'David Mechtam. David HaMelech begins, for the conductor, this is an Al Tashchis by David, it's a Mechtam, it's a simple, humble piece. B'baruch Hu Mipnei Shaul B'ma'ara, when he's running away from Shaul and he's in the cave. So what does he declare? Chaneni Elokim Chaneni ki b'chacha sayin nafshi u'b'sel k'nafecha echese ad yavor havos. Hashem, I want you to favor me by strengthening me not to kill others and by not allowing me to have other people kill me, says Rashi. Why? Because in the past I always looked to you to protect myself through you, not through violence. And by now, even when I'm hidden in the depths of the cave, I realize your presence is only my true, that it's your opportunity to be here. That's what protects me. And by refusing to exploit that opportunity to kill Shaul, I'm going to show you that I reject the security of human might. Ad yavor havos, I'll continue to act that way until I succeed in erasing that sense of treachery which poisoned Shaul's heart. So Ekra lo kim elyon, he says, I'm going to call out to you, Hashem, a most high, lekel gomer alai, to the God who fulfills for me. In other words, desperate people who feel compelled to resort to violence in order to achieve their goals are misled by a certain understanding that man is responsible for making his own success. He has to take matters in his own hands. David says, I know differently. A person first has to have bitachon. And so therefore, I'm going to call out to you. Yishlach mi shamayim b'yoshieti. You're going to send a messenger from shamayim. Cherev shoafi sela. Yishlach elokim chazdo v'amito. That you're going to send a means from shamayim to save me from the disgrace for those who try to swallow me. Hashem, that's what you're going to do in order to make the truth. In other words, you should act towards mercy, with mercy towards me and truth and justice towards my enemies, says the Sforno. Nashi b'soch levayim eshkeva lo'atim b'nei adam shineim chanis b'chitzam u'shonim cherev chada. My soul is among lions. I'm with fiery people whose teeth are like spears and arrows. Their tongue is a sharp sword. I realize where I'm supposed to be. I've got all the people who have gone against me. There were people like Abner and Amasa who didn't protest against Shaul's violent pursuit of an innocent person like me. I once sought refuge from the Zifim. They were, of course, not interested. They tried to burn me alive with their mouth. And then the people of Kila, who also betrayed me, right? And this is the people that I have around me. Rumal Hashemayim Elokim, Al Kol Aretz Kvodecha. Hashem, you have to be exalted in Shemayim. Right? Get rid of this lowly world of people who are consumed by base passions and a lust for cheap slander. Right? They don't deserve to have your presence in their midst. Your whole essence is in Shemayim. Resha Sechinu Lefa'amai, Kafaf Nashi Karun Lefanai Sicha, Naflu B'Socha Sela. They prepared a snare for me. They bent down my soul. They dug a pit for me. They wanted to trap me like an animal. Right? Nachon Libi Elokim, Nachon Libi Ashir Vazamera. You should just know, Hashem, my heart is steadfast. My heart is steadfast, and I'm going to sing, and I'm going to make music, and I will be delivered from the physical arm, from this physical harm. Ura kvodi, ura hanevel, bekinor aira shachar. Awake my soul, navel, and kinor, wake up at the dawn. That's a famous pasuk. It describes the metamorphosis which took place in David's soul. Right, David, Shaul HaMelech had this tremendous jealousy, and it left a dark spot on the neshama of David. But as an innocent person, the Malbim says, David suffered greatly. He became very withdrawn. When all of us, when we are always being prosecuted and persecuted, but the brilliant personality was eclipsed, and he sensed that his senses and emotions were becoming deadened by his disgrace and his pain. And so his primary fear was that he might be sucked into a deep depression similar to Shaul's, and they might become obsessed with violence. And so therefore, David, by refraining, David showed that he was able to overcome. And now he says, Urak Fodi, that's why he says, I'll wake up my soul. And he felt himself being an instrument of Hashem. And Uran Eval V'chinor, right, the Radak explains that David HaMelech was speaking figuratively. He calls the instruments to play by themselves to join him in the moment of release from sorrow. And that's what he said. Od Chaba Amim Hashem, as Amercha Ba'al Umim, right? I'm going to thank you among people, Hashem. I'm going to sing to you among the nations, right? Among the tribes and nations, the Goyish nations as well. And why is that? You're great up to Shamayim, and so is your kindness. And there, the Gemara here notes that a stira. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us on Daf Nun, that your kindness is even above Shamayim, and that's a reference to the fact that there are people who do mitzvot lishma. Right, so then, even above the heavens. But if you do the mitzvah shelo lishma, then it's ad shchakim. It's only up until Shamayim. Now, ruma al Shamayim Elokim. I want you to be above Shamayim Hashem. Al kol haaretz kvodecha. Your glory is above the entire earth. And this pasuk seems to be a repeat from pasuk vav. And this repeat is that that this is a conclusion for the sake of everybody. Now, this is a conclusion dedicated to Shaul's relationship with David. David Davins, look, it seems sometimes you're far removed from human affairs, but when you manipulated affairs, that Shaul put himself into my hands in a cave, that shows me that you even from Shemayim, it's very evident that you are involved in every single detail of all of our lives every single day. And that's an important thing for us to remember, that our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, even in the times when we think he's so far removed, he's sitting right in the middle of our lives, right there in the middle of every single moment, trying to orchestrate so that we come out in the best way possible. Have a wonderful, terrific day and a wonderful, terrific week.